I'm a female, and I work at a clothing store at a mall, and this is something that happened over the summer. I started work at 12 p.m. and was working a closing shift. The mall is open until 9 p.m., but our store closed at 8 on that particular day. It was a Saturday, so the mall was really busy. We got a lot of customers throughout the store, and I was busy basically the whole time. When things started to get interesting, though, was at about 4 p.m. I remember that I was working at one of the four registers that we had, ringing up customers. A woman who I was helping told me that she wanted to let me know that there was a guy in the store that was acting creepy and suspicious. I told the woman thanks for letting us know, and when I was done helping her, I notified another employee. I wasn't quite sure what she meant by creepy and suspicious, but I knew that it wasn't good. And the description of the man was a white male with a green sweatshirt and jeans, about average height. I glanced around the store, but I couldn't see all areas from where I was. Plus, the many racks and displays of clothing that we had everywhere didn't allow me to see all the customers, and I didn't see the man. Not even 5 minutes later, though, I got another complaint. Another woman said that a guy in a green sweatshirt seemed to be following her around the store. When I was done helping her, I decided to go find this guy and ask him what he was doing. I left the counter and started walking around the store. Eventually, I saw him near the back corner. He made eye contact with me for a brief second before looking away. As soon as he saw me walking towards him, he turned around and started walking towards the exit. Then he left. I figured he must have gotten the message without me having to say anything, and he knew he was doing something wrong and was going to get kicked out. I was glad he was gone, so hopefully no more of our customers would be bothered. And for the rest of my shift, everything went great. Things quieted down significantly after 7 p.m., and it was very calm for the final hour of work before getting off. There were three of us employees working, and at 8 o'clock, the other two went home, and I stayed back to do a few things. We closed the store by sliding the metal barrier from both sides of the store opening. My last job of the day was to go around the store and make sure that everything was relatively in order. It would usually only take me about 10 or 15 minutes or so. I would go around, sweep the floor, pick up garbage, and if any items were out of place or looking sloppy, I would fix them. Things were taking a bit longer because it had been a Saturday, so there were more things messed up than usual. I started in the front and then made my way to the back. When I was almost done, and at the very back of the store, I was looking through one of the clothing racks, and for some reason, I looked across to the other end. I was looking at the other back corner of the store, and then I noticed something. There was a man hiding behind a clothing display, inside another rack of clothes, sort of looking out. I could just barely tell that he was wearing green. I realized that it was the same guy that had been here before in that moment. Thankfully, he wasn't looking at me. My heart started racing, but I tried my best to act normal. That corner of the store that he was in was the only section of the store that I hadn't yet cleaned or organized, and I was going to do it next. I sure wasn't going to do it anymore, though. After I finished organizing the rack of clothes that I was, I casually walked over to the front end of the store. When I got there, I stopped and texted the mall security number. I hoped that they would have a quick response. I felt like I shouldn't leave the store because I was the only employee there, but I really wanted to. I stayed right by the front, about as far away as I could get from the guy. Soon, though, I heard a noise coming from the back of the store. As soon as I did, I ran to the gate and opened it, sliding it open just enough for me to get out, and then pushing it shut behind me. When I did, I just barely saw the man coming into view. I walked to the business next door and saw a security guard walking towards me from down the hallway. I waved him over, and in that same time, saw out of the corner of my eye behind me the man leaving the store that I worked at. I pointed at him, and basically the security guard had to chase the guy down. He did end up getting caught, and I had to make a report. I was just happy to be okay, though. Looking back at that, I'm so glad I saw the man when I did, because it's really creepy to think how he was hiding in the store alone with me as I was working. Last year, I went to the Mall of America. It's one of the biggest malls in the country, and I was visiting Minnesota from my home state of South Carolina. I was there to visit some family that I have, and the first day that I was there, I had to go check out the giant mall. When I got inside, I first explored some of the stores, and then walked through the amusement park that they have in the center of it. I was having a great time, but I remember, like, right when I was leaving the amusement park going back into the mall area, some guy walked out right behind me. That same guy proceeded to follow me down the giant mall hallway for at least 5 minutes, and then went up the escalator right behind me. Soon, it became obvious that he was following me. He didn't even really try to hide it. I mean, The only reason I was able to notice it so quick was because he was only like 10 feet behind me, and when I stopped to look inside a store, he stopped, and then when I kept walking, he did the same. He could have easily walked by me. By now, when I was going up an escalator, I stood kind of sideways on it and then looked behind me to see who this guy was. He was sort of thin and had on a t-shirt and jeans. He also had longer red hair that was up in a bun. I took the next escalator up to the third level of the mall, and so did this guy behind me. When I got to the third level, I left the escalator and walked around to find the food court. After I found it, I sat down. I was hungry, and I wanted to get food, but not with this guy right behind me. I sat down at a random table to see what the guy would do. He sat down at the very table next to me. Then I watched him look around as if he wasn't following me. Did this guy seriously think he was being inconspicuous? Because if so, he was failing miserably. After sitting at the table, texting with some family, and browsing my phone for a bit, I decided I had about enough of this guy. I stood up from my table and walked over to his. He didn't look at me at all until I was standing directly in front of him for a good 5 seconds. Then, he looked up with a surprised expression on his face. When he did, I said to the man, "Hey, why are you following me?" The man didn't even try to deny it or even answer me at all. He just got up and walked away. I was surprised by this odd behavior, but I watched him walk all the way until he was out of sight. At that point, I was glad that he was gone, and then I was able to order some food and eat it in peace. After that, I wandered around a little bit more and bought a few more things at some of the stores, mostly some souvenir type of stuff and a hat. By the time I was done with my shopping and exploring the mall, my legs were tired from all the walking and I completely forgot about the man. I left the mall through a skyway and started walking to the parking garage where my car was. I was going to drive back to my hotel, about 10 minutes away, and the next day go to family's house. I was one level too high and had to take the parking garage stairs to get down to the correct one. When I started walking down the stairs and I turned the corner, I saw the man again that had been following me earlier. He was now just standing on the side of the stairs. He looked at me as I passed by, and after I did, he started following me again. I left the stairs for the parking garage and started walking to my car. He remained behind me the entire time. I was much more concerned now that I wasn't inside the mall where there were a bunch of other people. I turned around and said, "Are you following me again?" He didn't say anything back to me. He was just looking at me. Finally, he spoke. "No, my car's over here," he said. I didn't believe this, especially because of the fact that he had been standing in the stairwell until I passed, and then he magically wanted to leave the stairs. I didn't say anything back to the man and walked over to my car. He was following me at a distance of about roughly 40 feet if I had to guess. At last, I found my vehicle. I walked to the side of it, but was careful to only unlock it when I got right up to the door. The man walked to the third car down from mine, but he didn't get inside. He just kind of stood by the door. As soon as I opened my back door to put my shopping bags inside, the man suddenly walked out from the car he was next to and started sprinting towards me. I had no time to get to my driver's seat because the man was running so fast, plus it caught me off guard. Instead, I jumped into the back seat of my car and scrambled to press the lock button on my keys over and over. I heard the little horn honk, signaling that my car was now locked. The man arrived at my car, maybe 3 seconds after that. I was now in the back seat, and the guy tried opening the door. He was looking right inside the car at me, just a couple of feet away, and the only thing separating us was the window. The fact that we were in a parking garage with nobody else currently in sight made matters worse. I crawled over to my front seat to get in the driver's seat and start my engine. I heard the guy say from outside the car, "You're not going anywhere." He moved to the front of the car as I did, and when he saw me putting the keys in the ignition, he then moved to behind my car, I guess, to block me in. There were other cars parked on both sides of me, and in front of me was a concrete barrier, so backing out was my only option. The man stood there just staring into my back window. After a few seconds, he said, "Get out of the car." I wasn't sure what to do, but I knew that I wasn't getting out. The guy kept standing there, and I was afraid he would try smashing the windows or something. I began honking the horn of my car. I kept pressing the horn repeatedly and holding it for several seconds as well. I was hoping to draw some attention to myself so that anybody in the area might notice what was going on. After I was honking for maybe 20 seconds straight, the guy actually walked away. As soon as he did, I backed out and left. When I was driving away, I was a little concerned that the guy would get into his car and follow me, but I don't even think he parked near me. I was able to make it back to my hotel safely. I don't understand, though, how the guy seemingly knew where I had parked, because he was just standing in the stairwell, almost waiting for me. Maybe it was just a coincidence, but when I told my family about the experience, they said they were sorry it happened, and ended up going back to the mall with me. That time, thankfully, none of us were followed. A few years ago, I was doing some shopping at the mall. I had quite a few things that I was getting, and I was there for a while. I would guess that I went to about 10 different stores inside, and I don't even want to think about how much money I spent. However, the story really takes place after I had completed my shopping. I left the mall at night when things were much quieter. Of course, when I had gotten to the mall earlier in the day, the giant parking lot was packed, and I had to park far away in the back. I left the mall, looked around for a moment, and then finally located my car. I walked over to it, and when I reached it, I saw a guy approaching me and my car from another direction. The man wore a gray jacket and had his hands in his pockets. To be honest, he came across as suspicious to me immediately. I reached the driver's door of my car and was about to open it when the guy reached me. He said, "Hey," and I turned to face him. The man then said that he was sorry to bother me, but was wondering if I could give him a ride. I almost immediately said back to him that I was sorry, but no, I couldn't do that. The guy seemed disappointed by this, but he didn't say anything back. He just kept standing there looking at me. I noticed that his left hand he kept in the pocket of his jacket the entire time. It might be crazy of me to think this, but I was afraid he had some type of weapon there. Because when he was talking to me, even as he gestured with his right hand as he spoke, his left hand remained still and in his pocket the entire time. After the man was just standing there and not responding to me for a good 10 seconds, I just opened the door to my car, put my bags inside, and then I got inside. He kept standing there and watched as I started my engine and locked my doors. It was really awkward. I drove away, and it felt great to be leaving that situation. Part of me felt slightly bad for not helping the man, if he did just need a short ride somewhere, but I also knew that I would have to be almost crazy to do so. I drove out of the parking lot and got onto the road. Like the mall parking lot, the roads which had been busy earlier were now much quieter. I was maybe 5 minutes into my drive home, which probably had about 10 more minutes left, when I saw a car behind me was speeding up. I expected it to pass me by, but instead, it drove right up to my rear bumper and then just stayed there. I was in the right lane, and there was an open lane right next to us. I was curious as to why they weren't going by me. Finally, I had to turn off at the next exit to go home. When I did, the car behind me did as well. That's when I realized that whoever this was behind me was following me, and I immediately had an idea of who it could be. The car behind me was a smaller car and seemed somewhat old as well, like maybe from the late 90s or the early 2000s. I kept driving home, hoping that the car would stop. Then it started flashing its brights at me on and off. I took another turn to go home, and the car did as well. When I was driving down that road, I happened to notice that I would go past a local police station. At like the last second, I pulled into the parking lot there. When I did, the car behind me did as well. But as I drove right up to the building and parked, I saw the car making a U-turn and then driving away. I was so happy to see it leave. Once I had parked my car, I actually got out and then went inside the police station to let them know what had just happened. I answered some questions for several minutes, but unfortunately, I don't think I was able to help that much. I gave a description of the guy, but didn't get his license plate number. After that, I was able to get home safely. I'm guessing the guy was trying to possibly rob people leaving the mall. I'm not entirely sure why he chose me, but I think it's maybe the fact that I had several shopping bags in my hands, and it made him think that I had money. Either way, I'm glad that I got away from him. I went shopping at the mall last year. This was my local mall, not too far from my house. I really liked it because it's big, always updated to feel new, and has basically every store and restaurant you could want. There's even a movie theater attached to it. So, to give some background of my story, I'm a 20-year-old female. I was home for the summer living with my parents. There was actually two sales going on at two different stores that I shopped at frequently in the mall. I asked a friend if they wanted to go with me, but unfortunately they were busy, so it would just be me going by myself. I would guess that I got to the mall at about 11 a.m. It was pretty busy, and after going to two stores and getting a few things, I went inside a shoe store. After getting inside, I was just kind of looking around. I was then approached by an employee. He introduced himself to me and said that his name was David, and if I needed any help with anything, to talk to him. He had brown hair, looked to be in his mid-30s, and was somewhat short. I told him I was good, but he proceeded to tell me about all the deals they had and asked me what I was looking for. After I told him that I was just kind of looking around, he asked me what my style was and things like that. He came across to me as a salesman who wanted badly to get me to buy something, but that soon changed. I flat out told him that I wasn't planning on buying anything there right now. In fact, I had already spent more money than I wanted to for the day. He said, "Got it," and then I thought he would walk away, but instead, asked me if I went to school around there. I told him where I went to college, and then started to walk towards the exit. David followed me. He asked me why I was leaving so soon, and he said that he wanted to get to know me a little better. This came across to me as creepy. I left that particular store, and should have just went home then and there, but I liked shopping, and I went inside another store to look around nearby. I was inside that store for maybe 20 minutes, and then I left. As I was walking back down one of the main hallways of the mall, I saw David again. This time, he was walking down the hallway headed towards me, but on the opposite side, and he wasn't looking at me or anything. I figured that he either had just gotten off of work or was on his break. Either way, I didn't want to see him. I looked away to the opposite direction and tried to walk behind some other people so that he wouldn't notice me. Once I was sure that he had passed me, I looked behind me to make sure. But then, I saw David staring right at me. I looked away quick and picked up my walking pace. Now I was actually going home. I walked down the hallway until I got back to the entrance of the mall that I had came in and then got to my car and left. I drove home and spent the rest of the night hanging out with my family and watching a movie. I went to my bedroom to go to bed at like midnight, but before attempting to fall asleep, I turned off my lights and turned on some Netflix on my TV. This went on for maybe 30 minutes, and it was about 12:30 a.m. when I heard a noise outside my bedroom window. It sounded like a tree branch was scraping against it, but in an unnatural way. I had curtains covering most of my window, but could partially see outside of it. When I glanced over, nothing was there. But just when I had turned my attention back to the TV, I heard a very similar noise again. This time, I saw something go in front of the window. It was just for a second, but I knew something was there. It was very unlikely for it to be an animal, too. I paused the show I was watching and locked my eyes onto the window. There was nothing there for maybe 10 seconds. Then, I got up to go close the curtain. When I stood up and had taken about 2 steps over to it, I saw someone come into view. It was David. I jumped back in shock. How and why was he at my bedroom window? When he saw me, he looked surprised and ducked down below the window. I kept looking out of it. I wanted him to leave, and I could tell that he was just ducking below it to get out of my view. He got up after a few seconds and looked in again. Then he knocked on the window. I screamed and yelled as loud as I could that I was calling the police. David stayed at the window and put his hand up to his mouth, making the "be quiet" signal. My parents must have heard me screaming, because my dad then knocked on my bedroom door from the hallway. I opened it, and when he came into the room, he saw David at my window. My dad immediately sprinted out of the room yelling. I got my phone and dialed the police. My dad chased after David, and I heard a loud screeching of tires a short time later. Unfortunately, he had gotten away. My dad came back inside and said that he was maybe within 10 feet of reaching him. It's probably a good thing that he didn't catch him, though, because I don't know how dangerous David was, and it's best for my dad not to try to fight him, even though I'm sure my dad would have won the fight. The police got there a short time later. I was able to tell them all about David, a detailed description, including where he worked, and that was enough information for the police. They were able to get David, and I feel much safer now. In 2019, when I was 15 years old, at least once a month, I went to a town close to mine to go to the dentist. It was always me, my father, and his girlfriend, until one day, while we were returning to our city, we stopped at a pretty big mall that was a few kilometers away. After entering, we ate and spent about 1 hour walking around and seeing stores until we decided that it was time to leave. When we got to the ground floor, we noticed that it was already dark and the mall was pretty empty. Until suddenly, I saw out of the corner of my eye that 2 men had come down the escalator with us. As we were walking towards the exit, I realized that the men were having some kind of conversation that sounded meaningless and inaudible. It was as if they made something up at the time. And after we left the mall, we started walking towards our car. The parking lot was empty due to the time, and our car was quite far away. I realized that the 2 men were looking at us, and then looking towards our car as if to see where we were going. With every passing second, I felt a little bit more scared, until finally, we reached our vehicle. But a few seconds before we arrived, I watched the men get into a white 2019 Chevrolet Onix that was parked right behind our car. And a few seconds after getting in, the men didn't start the car or make any move. My dad noticed that. After we got into our car, my dad said to wait a bit. Everything was in a very awkward silence until my dad said to go back. Then we left the car and went back to the mall while the white Onyx lit up its headlights and then drove towards us. I noticed that even after we entered the mall, the white Onyx sat in front of the entrance and the men were looking at us from inside the car until about 10 seconds. Then they accelerated and drove away. As we hadn't written down the license plate, the police couldn't do anything, so we didn't even file a complaint with the police station. The next day, my father told what happened to a coworker who used to visit that mall. The coworker said that 1 week before, a man had been kidnapped and killed nearby, and a witness gave a description of the same car with two men. I don't believe the two men were ever caught, and I think they may still be on the loose.